every day is Saturday.
Hello, everyone. This is Coach Fab for Casinos USA Podcast. It's our April podcast, and it's episode 161. Why did I freeze our smart mouth parrot? Sounds like a pretty bad thing to do, right? Freeze your pet? Well, let me tell you how that happened. But before we do that, today's podcast will feature a roulette strategy. I think it's the first time in 161 podcasts that we offered a roulette strategy. And we said in our advertising that it's tested, meaning that we tested it. We played it. And I played it first online at 50 cents chips. And then I played it at $2 chips. And I played it at $10 chips at Pittsburgh Live Casino. And yes, I'm going to tell you, I won almost every time. So I would say probably the win percentage is in the 70s. So it's not an absolutely sure thing, but it kind of does tilt things your way if that little ball rolled around and cooperates. We also are going to offer a crap strategy, which is something that we're famous for, our Craps Talk segment. And we're going to review with Janie our stay at Rocky Gap Casino Resort in Western Maryland. Actually, it's referred to as Flintstone, Maryland, where the casino is. It's in Rocky Gap State Park. And it's under new ownership, an ownership called Windstar, which has several casinos and actually some casinos in Canada. So we'll talk about the changes there and whether they were good or bad and how we feel about it. So let me get right back to the story that I hesitate to tell you. Have a parrot, Rocky, and his good morning greeting to me is,
"Good morning, dumbass. Good morning, dumbass. Good morning, dumbass."
And I woke up with a headache and sinuses, you know, from the spring pollen in the air. And I get up long before Janie. I get up at 6:30. She gets up at 8, unless it's a working day. And she works part-time, and she is sleeping, so she doesn't know what's going on. So I grabbed Rocky by the throat and said, "You know, I'm tired of your damn foul mouth every morning calling me a dumbass." I said, "Let me show you what I can do to you." So I opened the freezer door, and I stick him in there, and I said, "Look around, look around, look around." And I close the door, and I hear nothing. I hear nothing. Not a word. Not a,
"Good morning, dumbass."
So I open the door, take him out, put him back in the cage, cover the cage back up. So Janie comes down the stairs and says, "Hey, you didn't pull the cover on Rocky's cage yet." And I said, "No, I didn't want to hear him swear at me." So she opened it up and it said,
"Good morning, beautiful. Good morning, beautiful."
That's what he says to Janie. So she said, "Why, he didn't say anything to you?" I said, "No, he sees me here, but he didn't say a word, did he?" So I left the room, and then I heard Janie talking to the parrot, and she said, "Rocky, what's up? What happened this morning?"
"He stuck me in the freezer. He stuck me in the freezer. He stuck me in the freezer."
Well, what happened when you were in the freezer?
"I learned I can't say dumbass anymore, because I saw what he did to that turkey. Oh, my God, what he did to that turkey. It's frozen stiff without any feathers. I don't want that to happen to me."
That's the best damn narrative I've heard in a long time. Okay, we'll be right back and start the show. So let's talk a little roulette. You know, I always stayed away from the roulette because the roulette wheel, because the house advantage, you know, the house edge, it's 5.26%. That's really high. In fact, that may be, maybe the big wheel is higher, but that is so high compared to, you know, blackjack, my game craps. It's just too high. Baccarat. Baccarat. All right, so let's talk about why it is so high. There are 38 numbers on the American roulette wheel, and because of the house edge, the actual payout odds are 35 to 1. in betting terms, this means that the chances of a single number on a straight-up bet winning are really 37 to 1, but you would receive a payout of 35 to 1. And you can guess that built-in advantage is a house edge. You can split. You have two connected numbers. It goes to 17 to 1. If you bet three connected numbers, the street vertically, that's 11 to 1. Three numbers and using the zero and or double zero, it's 11 to 1. The corner square, four connected numbers to form a square, is 8 to 1. A basket five numbers using the zero and the double zero, is 6 to 1. The line double street is 5 to 1. And that's six connected numbers vertically. The column, that's a line of 12 numbers, is 2 to 1. We're going to use that. The dozen, the first, second, or third grid of 12 numbers is 2 to 1. And there's a few other, but, you know, the red black is the common one. The even odd is another one. And they're 1 to 1. But what are we going to do? So choose your denomination, because you're going to make the same bet four times. You're going to make it on the first 12. So let's put $5 on that. On the second 12, let's put $5 on that. And on the bottom, the column that drops with 34, you're going to put one there. Skip the middle column and go to the other column that drops to 36. And you're going to put the same bet there. So you got a $20 bet. So the goal is to hit two of those four bets at once. So let's take a look at that first dozen. So say number 9 red hits. Okay, well, you win $10 there. But you also win $10 because that's on the outside column, which you had bet. So you win $10 there. So you win $20. Now you lose the $5 you have on the second 12, and you lose the $5 you had on the first column. That 2 to 1, you know, the first column ends with 34. So you lose $10. So you won $20 and you lost $10. So you make $10. You don't lose money on the bet you won. So they're ready to go. So that's how win two bets, please. If you don't get, let's say you hit, for example, the second dozen black 20. Well, you would win the $10 there, but you would lose both column bets. So that's $10. And you'd lose your $5 bet on the first 12. So you won 10, but you lost 15. But even so, it's going to keep you close. Now, the only numbers you can lose everything on are 26, 29, 32, 35, 0, 00. So there's six numbers you have to sweat out, unless you want to bet a lesser amount on 0, 00. That's up to you. I do that sometimes. In my adventure with roulette, I actually hit 0 twice. That helped, you know, doing it this way. So I think it's pretty cool because it's not like a total shot in the dark. You have more numbers that pay than not, right? And the more often you hit the bet twice, you know, on the dozen bet and then on the column bet, pretty soon you're getting into real money. Again, you can get burned on the 26, the 29, the 22, the 35, and the 0, 00. So if you can find a single zero wheel, you'd be better off, of course. And they're out there. You can find them online, you know, through legal state approved gambling online sites. That's the only way to do it. So I hope you enjoyed that strategy, and that's the only strategy thus far for roulette that I find any comfort in using. I call it the four-bet strategy. The four-bet strategy to win two, right? Win one on the dozen and the other on the column, right? That's what your goal is, to win two, and you'll actually be ahead. You win that over and over again, and you'll be really nicely ahead. Okay, we're going to take a short break and come back for craps talk. Yeah. Well, it's back to my favorite game in a casino, and that is craps. So this is what I do sometimes when I walk up and I can see, you know, it's not a table where you can jump up and down and shout. Most people are playing the pass line or making place bets with the pass line or just making place bets, and it looks like they're losing some money. So I want to start on the don'ts, but I'm going to play a little bit of a hybrid, and this is how I do it. So I'm going to start, let's say it's a $10 table, but $10 on a don't pass. All right. So I win on a 2-3, 12 as a push, lose on a 7-11 on the come out roll. I'm going to always put a dollar on the 12, so I'd win even money on the 2-3, and I'd win $30 on the 12. And if that happens once or twice during my time at the table, that's usually going to take me into, you know, the green, okay? So I'll risk that $1 for the chance to win 30, because when it comes up and you didn't bet it, it comes up twice and you didn't bet it, Now think about this. If a 7 is rolled when you have that money on the come, you win that, but you also win the don't pass line. And that game's over because the point number's been established. That's the advantage. And if you want to go one more come bet and a 7 is rolled, you would win both the come bet, the second come bet, and the don't pass line, and you would lose the one that moved to a number. So you'd still be ahead. So if there's been a number of 7s rolling, right, I like to start that way, and my feeling is, hey, knock me off. You know, if I see that the numbers, there's going to be a longer roll and 7s aren't going to show up, then I will move to the pass line and I will play, you know, from there with a variety of approaches there, probably starting with, you know, the iron cross. But one more time, I make a don't pass bet. If a number is established, I make a come bet for the same amount, hoping that a 7 will be rolled and I'd win the come bet and a don't pass bet. Remember, when I make the don't pass bet, I put a dollar 12 with it just to protect myself. Rather than just being a push, I win $30. And there you are. I'm going to call that 7-7, all right? That's my approach, 7-heaven. To start the game when you're not too sure how the table is acting. Hope you enjoy it, and that's been a sure winner for me, sure winner. I've also been knocked off a couple times and got into long rolls or having somebody else throw long rolls, and that's fine too. As long as you break even or win money, it's a fine day in the neighborhood. Okay, we're going to come back and catch our review of Rocky Gap Casino Resort, now under new ownership, and we'll be back shortly with another voice, and you can kind of guess who that might be.
Hi everyone, it's Jane. Well, we're back from our trip to Rocky Gap, and we're so glad that the casino is still there. It's now under the new ownership of a company called the Winner Zone, and that's Winner, W-I-N-N-E-R, Zone. It's a company that owns other casinos in Colorado and Canada. Now, they do have a few other casinos in the States, not many, but there is one in Missouri. It's at Cape Girardeau, Missouri. And then there's one in the Mountaineer that's in West Virginia, close to Pittsburgh. In fact, I spoke to one of the administrators there about the company, and that she told me that they like to own and deal with smaller casinos, not large, very large ones, and that's the majority of theirs, and that they were in Canada and Colorado, but they did have a few in the States.
Just in general, when one company buys out another, sometimes the losers happen to be people that have a lot of comp built up, and you know, so you always want to wonder, how is the new owner going to take care of that? And in our case, they offered us one free night, but we just couldn't go. And then that evaporated. And then
because that was in the holiday
season. Yeah, it was during the holiday season. And, of course, They're in the mountains of Western Maryland, so the roads are an issue.
Yes.
But besides that, they did come back to $89 a night. and it was any night, which was different
and
for us.
No resort fee.
Yeah, no resort fee. So with tax was $99
for us, but that didn't happen to everybody.
No, everybody didn't get that deal. But we have a cousin who really was so upset because he had been staying in suites there, and he said he'll never go back. And I think that's just going to happen sometimes. Remember, the former owners were Golden Entertainment. They owned the Strat. And I could see where maybe a company that's more familiar with operating a smaller hotel and a smaller casino might have more expertise. And I think we can talk about that because we did find a lot of things favorable.
Well, back to the fact that Golden Entertainment owned it and they owned the Strat. I mean, our cousin that would go to Rocky Gap a lot got free trips to the Strat. And great accommodations there, and he got tickets to a concert.
Limousine
service. I mean, they treated him very, very well. And they, in a letter we got from this company, they said they took everybody back to zero. I mean, there wasn't anything you could do about it. And the cousin of ours called, you know, and they said, this is how we're doing it. They didn't hold over any major comps that I'm aware of. Okay, but back to what maybe got better. I will say, okay, from the time we checked in, and check-in had been a little bit of a sore spot with Golden for a while, because they relegated you to 4 p.m. check-in, and that was, you could not go earlier.
You had to pay. If you went in.
Well, you'd have to pay
if
you could even check in early, but they were so short of help a lot of times that you couldn't. The rooms weren't ready. One time there were quite a few of us, a huge big line in the lobby. They brought water for us.
Yeah, because maybe 40, 50 people.
They brought a big trays of water for us because we had to stand there so long, and you might not even get in till 5 or whenever. But there was no use trying to get in early. So, and prior to that, that was a couple years in the making there. Prior to that, you could check. I mean, if you got there at 2:30 and the room was ready, you could check in. So they seem to be back to that now, because we got in there about 3, and we had absolutely no problem. The front desk was very friendly and accommodating. There were plenty of bellmen, and they were very accommodating. We had absolutely no problem with check-in at all. I think if we'd have gotten there at 2:30, now I didn't ask, but I think if we'd gotten there at 2:30, we probably could have gotten in. And you can never tell when you're traveling interstate, you know, what the traffic's going to be like, or the weather, or if you're going to be early or whatever. We rarely ever get there late. So that the check-in seems to be better now, and they eased up on it. Okay, then there was the food issues. We love the Lakeside Grill, that restaurant. It's so pretty in there, so beautiful. You know, you can eat at the bar area, which we like, and then walk out onto the porch. It's not a patio. It's an actual back porch. You can eat there or just go out there and sit, look at the lake. Or in the main part of the dining room, there's that wall of windows where you get to look out at the lake, watch the ducks, the geese, the birds, the fishermen, and just people enjoying the grounds there. But they now do have a private room area. You could go in and probably either reserve that for rehearsal dinners, small parties, whatever. They do have that, and I do think they have a larger room also. I didn't check that out for sure, but I believe they do. So we went last in September. And we had the crab cake dinners, which were our favorites. They're well known for their crab cakes. In fact, they were written up in many of the food magazines as about being about the best in Maryland for crab cakes. And so ours were great in September, but we had friends that went in October, and this was just before the new owners took over. Remember, they had purchased it, but they hadn't taken over yet. They weren't taking over till November. Well, our friends went in October and came back and said they were so disappointed. You know, what disappointed them most was that the crab cakes had filler in them this time. They weren't just pure lump crab meat. The they were slightly burned on the bottom, and the rest of the food was cold. And they just weren't happy. They didn't feel the restaurant staff was adequate. So I think that was because the changeovers were going to be taking place, possibly. Well, so obviously we were going to get, well, I ordered the crab cakes. Fav didn't, because they had a special, which they didn't used to have the specials before. They had a special of cod with shrimp and risotto as a dinner.
Well, let's jump. What month are we in now that we're talking?
We're now in March.
March of 2024.
Right, right.
So they've been, the new owners have been
there. Have been there for several months.
Right.
But I even asked the receptionist at the desk when we got checked in. I said, have you tried the crab cakes here? And she said, well, no, I've heard they're very good, but I'm so particular about my Maryland crab cakes that I've been afraid to try. And I said, well, we had friends here, and they didn't like them the last time. And she said, well, I'm going to have to try them, but I haven't. But so I dared to try them. And what I liked about the menu was now they had a crab cake dinner. It used to be you just had to get the crab cake separate and then the sides separate. But they had one crab cake with two sides was $30. And then you could get the second crab cake for $18 more. For $48, you got the two sides and the two crab cakes. Well, two or two have always been too much for me to eat. So anyway, I got the one, and mine was delicious, and it was all lump crab meat. It couldn't have been better. The only thing they changed was they changed the shape of the cake. They aren't made into round little cakes like most of them are. They were bigger and wider. I don't know. They look more like an apple dumpling shape almost. They were just very, it was excellent. I had no problems with that. And Fav's special was very, very good. And that came as a dinner also. And, oh, they brought back the original type of bread basket. Their rolls had not been good before. They were just really cheap kind of dinner rolls you'd buy in a supermarket, but they had a bread basket with like four types of bread in it, and so that was nice to see. And because it was my birthday, I got free dessert. So of course I ordered the like 7-layer chocolate cake, which Fav and I split because it was so huge, and it was delicious. And of course they added the raspberries and the whipped cream, and we had absolutely no complaints about our dinner. We like to eat right at the bar. We like the service there, and we like to sit in that room. And the bartender told me she used to make the crab cakes, and she said there's no filler in them. I can guarantee that. There's a little bit of cracker crumbs to try and, you know, to hold the crab together with a little bit of egg and mayonnaise. So, and the remoulade sauce was just as good. It was perfect. So we have no complaints about that. Then we rarely ever eat much off of that menu. Oh, the wedge salad, perfect again. Couldn't have been better. But we did used to also eat at Signatures, especially if we're staying more than one night.
Yeah, with our grandchildren.
Yeah, with our grandchildren there. They like Signatures, being more casual and such. But they had taken so much food off the menu before. They took the whitefish dinner off. They took the chili off. They took the drummer wings off. I believe they even took the loaded nachos off. But they put everything back on. I saw it on the menu this time. We didn't get to go there. As I said, we were only there one night. But we did have breakfast in the lakeside the next morning, too, and it couldn't have been better. It was perfect. It's a nice size menu, and we both had different items, but it was very good. I don't have any complaints. I think they're going to only get better probably even and fine-tune some of the food options there.
I think also went up a little bit, a little few clicks up was the cleanliness. I mean, Rocky Gap Casino Resort was, in my mind, the rooms and such were always clean, but they're cleaner now. I thought they were cleaner. But there's something unusual about the difference between companies. And, Janie, you can explain their housekeeping policy.
Well, yes, and one of the guests did ask me, as we were sitting at the bar that night, she said, I have noticed that they don't have daily room service from the housekeeping. I just said, well, what do you mean? She said, well, we're here for a few days. And she said, we were with my son. He goes to school in the D.C. area, and they were from Boston. They came down to visit. She said, we'd never been here before. She said, but we were with him all day yesterday, and when we came back, she said, I noticed the room wasn't touched or made up, and it was later, so I called housekeeping, and they said, oh, we don't do that housekeeping anymore. You have to call for what you need. If you need anything, just call housekeeping and we'll bring it. And she said, I've never heard of that. Have you? I said, well, I have. You know, after COVID, a lot of things did change. But we were only staying the one night, so it wasn't going to affect us at all. But so just so you know that it's not, they don't do the everyday housekeeping anymore. But if you do have a question, you can always call and ask. So mostly I did notice that everything was nice. Now, we didn't check any of the golf regulations or how they're working that anymore. There may have been some changes in that.
Well, it's a Jack Nicklaus
Nicklaus course, and they have a lot of golfers there. And I noticed they're pushing the golf, though, that they're having special outings for the golfers. And I think they're forming different clubs. So that, if you are a golfer and you're interested in going there for that, then I think you need to call and check and see what they have to offer.
Three of our seven grandchildren learned to fish at Rocky Gap right on the resort, one of their docks. And the rule in Maryland is if you're under 16 years of age, you don't need a fishing license. If you're out of state and you're over 16, you need to buy a one-day license or an adult license. But under 16, you're free and clear. And there's all kind of fish. They actually stock the lake year-round. It's actually part of the state park. So it's stocked by the state of Maryland. And there's bass in there. There's trout in there. There's panfish. And it's wonderful. Now, the hiking areas are all nice. But one thing that might be a little shocking for some people, there are plenty of bears at Rocky Gap. So I'm not saying you're going to be attacked by a black bear, but they're there. Here's what something happened to me, though. I'm an early riser, generally. I like to go to a swimming pool when there's nobody there. And the roof opens in the warm weather, but the roof wasn't open that morning. But the pool's all glass, and you can see the beach. I'm looking at the beach, just standing here drying off with a towel inside. It's warm. And I see a bear swimming at the beach. And so I called security. I said, there's a big black bear swimming at the beach. And he called a ranger. And honest to goodness, I went outside then. There's a door that opens up to a patio. And I'm watching this. And the ranger pulls up in a Jeep, goes down. And I always kid people saying the bear must have knew him on a first name basis, vice versa. Because the ranger got out of his Jeep, yelled to him, go! And he started pointing. And I wouldn't be damn. I'll be damned, that bear, that huge bear started to run. So they're not aggressive bears, that's for sure. But if you're not used to it, that can shock you. But I'm going to say, with the exception of them not having the comps for the older players that had comps. I shouldn't say older players, but players, any players. I think it's improved. They have their own. They have an app now. They have promotions constantly. So as far as I'm concerned, Rocky Gap is back and it's better.
Well, we would go there anyway. We love it there. We love the scenery. As soon as you get there, I know with the two of us, the scenery, we just relax immediately. My two grandchildren in Maryland love it there too. They love the lake. They love the pool. They like everything. And our son doesn't live that far from there. So we meet them there and then stay. And then sometimes we take a couple grandchildren from this area, or if our Nevada kids are visiting, we take them down too. And everybody loves it. There's nobody that hasn't liked it. So we would be going there anyhow, no matter who owned it, I think. But it seems to me it meets our specifications pretty well.
So that brings our 161st podcast to an end. And you can tell that parrot story anytime you want to. I hope you enjoyed that. And we always end by saying that at Casinos USA,
every day is Saturday.
Thanks for listening. Every day is Saturday.